guys, you're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon, and it's time for a podcast. It is cold and dry and winter. We're going to talk about eczema. This is a winter skincare guide for those of you who have family, friends, or you yourselves are suffering with eczema. All of the skin conditions that we have can get worse in the wintertime. Things like dermatitis and psoriasis and overall skin irritation. With winter here, these common issues can really amplify and become a total hassle. When you're exposed to harsh, cold temperatures and chilly wind, irritation develops on the barrier of the skin. And if you already struggle with dry skin, conditions like eczema and psoriasis and dermatitis can get so much worse. But with proper care and maintenance, you don't need to suffer. So in this podcast, let's talk about different tips and tricks to prevent severe eczema breakouts, keep your skin hydrated, and improve the barrier function of your skin. Let's start with, what is eczema? Eczema is a very broad term, but it's a skin condition that describes common symptoms, including skin itchiness, flaking, redness, dryness, and inflammation. Other symptoms can also include bumpy rashes, scaly patches, sensitivity, and inflammatory dryness. Eczema comes from the Latin, the words meaning to erupt or to boil. And according to the National Eczema Association, there are at least 31.6 million people in the U.S. alone that struggle with some form of eczema. So in a room of 10 of you, at least 3 or 4 people are going to be eczema sufferers. It's estimated that 10% of people will develop eczema sometime during their lifetime. Mostly it really peaks in early childhood, and it is a very chronic condition. There isn't a cure. The same as melasma, the same as diabetes. This is something that peaks, that flares, that settles, that you chronically have to learn how to live with and how to treat it. There's 7 different types of eczema. Probably the one you guys are most familiar with is called atopic dermatitis. This is when your immune system is overactive. That damages the skin barrier, leaving it prone to develop infections and rashes and irritation, redness, especially common in the creases, like in the antecubital fossa. That means that little patch where you bend your arm, the opposite side of your elbow, behind the knees, around the wrists, around the ankles, sometimes behind the ears. Contact dermatitis is similar, but that's an irritation when your skin comes in physical contact with an allergen, like we've all put on bad cheap jewelry that gives you contact dermatitis from where it gets irritated around your ear piercings or your neck or your finger turns green from bad jewelry. There's eczema that's caused by irritation on the soles of your feet, toes, or palms of your hands and fingers. That's when you have difficulty with the sweat glands or dyshidrotic eczema. There's also neurodermatitis, which I feel that during COVID has become so much more prevalent. That is worse with intense stress, triggering super extreme itchy scratchiness. And it can be triggered by like a little insect bite or super tight constrictive fabric or elastic bands on your clothing. You take off the clothing and then suddenly you have to itch, itch, itch. I think everybody's experienced that, but some people have so much neurodermatitis that they literally itch till their skin bleeds, and some people are pickers, and anxiety has made all of that so much worse. Some people have numular eczema, which is scattered circular itchy patches on the skin. They're very circular. You might mistake it for a fungal infection, but it is often caused by an allergen, irritant, or a skin trauma. It definitely gets better with certain steroids and treatments. And seborrheic dermatitis is also a super common one. And this is more common on the scalp. On babies, we call it cradle cap. On older adults, you can see scaly patches of crusty dandruff-like irritations behind the ear, in the scalp itself, in the ear itself. That's called seborrheic dermatitis. And lastly, maybe stasis dermatitis, when your circulation of your legs is very poor, and with not enough blood flow and circulation, the skin gets itchy, dry, and develops poor barrier function. So eczema in the winter can be super uncomfortable and painful, and it flares up and worsens during the cold temperature season. And what's happening with winter eczema is transepidermal water loss. Your skin is losing water. Moisture is evaporating quickly from the surface. We don't have enough lipids in the top few layers of the skin. The cells themselves, the skin cells, are dehydrated. Maybe we're indoors with the heating running. Maybe there's low humidity in the air. Definitely we have lots of drinking going on during the holidays when there's not much to do but be trapped in the house. All of these things give you dehydrated skin cells. And compromise of the skin barrier comes due to lack of skin lipids. Sometimes in the winter, we just don't strip down and do like a really good rub down with lotions that are lipid rich, or with soaking in a tub, because you're like jumping in and out of the shower and in and out of your clothes, and the skin itself is forming less lipids. So a lot of these various temperature changes from the cool, dry air to the indoor heating can trigger eczema to flare in the wintertime. I love the idea of taking a soak in a tub at least twice a week, especially during the winter months. Your skin needs that time of being submerged in the water, submerging deeply, maybe even adding oat, like Aveeno oat bath solution is really great for eczema treatment. Adding some oil, like a coconut oil, or even some baby oil to the water allows the skin to really plump up, hydrate, and then traps the moisture in with that barrier function of the lipids as well. Remember, soaking is good, but soaking too long is bad. So skip the really long and really hot baths and skip the very long showers. When you shower for too long, you actually further dry your skin and strip away the natural oils. Some people even advocate not using soap. Like really, you probably just need soap for the private areas and the areas that develop odors like armpits and groins, and maybe not so much all the time on your chest, on your arms, on your neck, the areas that are not really dirt producing. So if your shower pours out hard water with high mineral content, that can also leave an irritating residue on the skin. Then there are all kinds of really great filters to put on your water faucets to help ensure that you are not getting such dense mineralized high water content on the skin. You know, when you visit another city or a town or a hotel where the water is really amazing and your skin feels soft and your hair feels silkier, and then perhaps you have the opposite experience where you visit some place where the water feels calcified and you can't get the soap film off of you. So water really makes a difference as well. It's recommended your shower in lukewarm water should take about 5 to 10 minutes. And then do a pat dry of your skin instead of a rub down. Patting dry helps to maintain skin barrier. When we are exfoliating and we're rough with the skin and we break up that surface of the skin, that is not going to help maintain skin resilience. Another easy way to improve winter eczema is sleeping with a humidifier. Cold, dry air equals dry skin. When you're using a humidifier, you are adding moisture back into the air, and we kind of want to keep the indoor humidity levels between 30 to 50%, and warm heat mist is always the best. This lessens the risk of bacteria spreading. It improves respiratory function. Your lungs will like it better. Your skin will wake up more hydrated. You will not feel like a dehydrated prune. Remember that certain fabrics can irritate winter eczema. Winter means layering lots of clothing on in thick layers, but some fabrics really don't breathe well. Avoid materials that contain wool or nylon. You can wear those, but under you need to have a silk, a cotton, or a cashmere, or something that is very breathable and good for your skin. You can put those heavier, itchy fabrics on top. Stay away from super strong fragrances in the wintertime. And it's best to choose unscented body products, like for lotions and face products. Sometimes the scented perfumes have irritants. And this also applies to laundry detergents and bath products and softeners as well. I've kind of stopped using Downy and fabric softeners in general fully, because if you go on YouTube and you watch some videos about people who really understand washing machines and dryers, you can see that Downy really gunks up your machines over the course of like 2 or 3 years of putting that all the time in your wash. It coats the little fibers of the fabric with this very thick and oily chemical, obviously chemical substance that just does not get out of your clothes, does not get out of your wash, and gunks up the machinery of your washer dryer. And just generally speaking, the clothes just never get as clean as they possibly can because this synthetic softener is interwoven in the fabric of your clothing and your towels. And then over time, the towels just don't pick up water as well, and your cleaning cloths don't pick up cleaner as well, and they don't wipe clean as well. So stay away from those kind of products. I don't think that they're good for the skin. Minimize your exfoliation and think about natural oils. So gentle exfoliation is good. Love to exfoliate twice a week in the shower. I use my Perfecting Polish. It's great for the skin and the body. And this is so important during the winter. This is a time you can work on your keratosis pilaris, or the little bumpy chicken skin bumps on the back of your arms and the back of your thighs. It's a great time to scrub your knees and elbows and heels. I often love using soap that has kojic acid in it. There's a great one that's on Amazon. It's called Koji-san, K-O-J-I. It's a Japanese kojic acid soap, and I love to use that to lighten dark knees and dark elbows and dark armpits. You'll scrub that on, you know, leave it on your knees and elbows while you're doing other things in the shower, and then rinse it off. And after regular use, it definitely makes a difference. Using natural oils like argan and sunflower oil and olive oil and safflower, all of these are great for the skin. My favorite, probably coconut oil. Love it. Also love Neutrogena, which makes really great oil products that soak right into your skin and feel non-greasy. I love the coconut oil in a spray can, especially the Trader Joe's one. This is a great hack. I will use the spray aerosol cooking coconut oil and spray that into my hair. It moisturizes. Put it in like 10 minutes before I'm going to shampoo. And you can use that even for legs and getting that nice shiny kind of nice soft warmth without getting super greasy everywhere. Love that as a great hack. So coconut oil is excellent. Stay hydrated overall. The more you drink, the better your skin is going to do. The old mythology of drinking 8 glasses of water a day is not necessary, but when your lips feel dry and cracked and your mouth feels dry, you're dry because you're dehydrated. So dry, cracked lips, number one. Remember, not too much Vaseline. That can actually cause problems and can reduce the production of your natural lip oils. So recommend something with hyaluronic. I love my Deep Blue Hydration Serum for chronically chapped lips. This brings so much water content into the dry, cracked lip. And then you can seal with a little light layer of Vaseline on top. I think staying hydrated equals hydrated skin. I think that vitamin D is also super important in the wintertime. There was a study performed by Mass General Hospital that found a reduction in winter eczema symptoms took place in children when they took a vitamin D supplement daily. Now, these were children from Mongolia, but all of us, when we're hidden indoors and we're getting lack of outdoor sunshine, are going to be subject to vitamin D deficiency, and that is going to cause problems with your skin barrier and your winter eczema. Using thick moisturizers and hydrating serums is so important to manage eczema as well. A very thick moisturizer, at least twice a day, that has ceramides, peptides, and essential lipids is going to improve your skin barrier. It's going to help trap the nice natural oil lipids of the skin and the water content of your bath and your shower in the skin. Creams and ointments are often preferred over gels and lotions because they contain more of oil-based ingredients. So if you're using any kind of steroid regimen that your doctor is prescribing, remember, ask for a cream and ointment, not a gel or a lotion. And you can sometimes treat this yourself. Your eczema can benefit from twice a day over-the-counter 1% hydrocortisone, which is available without prescription, applied twice a day and then covered with a little barrier type of a heavier cream. That's going to really improve your symptoms a lot quicker than if you just use lotion alone. And those are some excellent, excellent tips for you. If you've ever had eczema or you know anybody who's suffering, it's kind of a vicious cycle. You get dry, you scale, you itch, you scratch, you break the barrier to the skin, you get microinfections everywhere. Using a little bit of Neosporin or Polysporin ointment often is helpful, doing the soaks and reconstructing and building back your water barrier layer to the skin is so essential. Think about prevention as well. And use my Deep Blue Hydration Serum. This is amazing. It's fractionated hyaluronic acid. If you're going to invest in a hyaluronic, do your research. There are 1 million brands on the market now. Everyone's trying to dupe the success of hyaluronic acid, but you need a small molecule that's fractionated that penetrates deeply. So 3 small size particles that can penetrate into the varying layers of the skin. So critical. It's a blue color because it has copper sulfate. Copper is essential to the skin and collagen production. And I love our Night Quench, which is a dense, rich, emollient night cream that has essential ceramides and lipids. It's not greasy. It soaks right in. It just brings so much water content to the skin. So those are some amazing tips for eczema. Those of you who suffer from eczema, don't worry, you will get better. Eat right, lots of salmon, fish oil, improve your diet with antioxidants, make sure you have grains in your diet, make sure that you're avoiding allergens, and remember, oatmeal can be used topically as well as internally, and hydrate a lot and then take care of your skin barrier. That, my friends, is how you're going to improve winter skin and winter eczema. Winter is almost over, hopefully. We're in the middle of it now. Enjoy it while you can. Every season has its pleasures. Eczema is not one of them. That's it for now, guys. Stay beautiful. Don't forget to find me on my Instagram. It's Beauty by Dr. K, D-R-K-A-Y, doing amazing things with people's faces. And our website is the same, www.beautybydrk.com. That's where you can find our Deep Blue Hydration Serum, Perfecting Polish, the Night Quench, and so many other good products for your skin, and blog posts you can read with a lot of educational content. Hope you guys will check it out. That's it for now, guys. Stay beautiful.